AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The O.J. Simpson saga surfaced today when police in Los Angeles announced that a knife had been found on his property in Los Angeles.
Years ago, Simpson's former home was demolished. A construction worker claims he found the knife and handed it over to a now retired motorcycle officer. Police Captain Andrew Nyman says evidence might be found.
Depending on where an item is kept and how it's stored and maintained, that it's possible to get DNA.
Nyman says there are two possibilities. This could be the knife that killed Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman.
Or if this whole story is possibly bogus from the get-go.
Other knives have surfaced during the Simpson case, but were not linked to the crimes. I'm Ed Donahue.
A black man who was fatally shot this week by a white police officer in Raleigh, North Carolina, was buried today. The president of the state chapter of the NAACP says the family of 24-year-old Akil Dinkins have a lot of questions about the police shooting.
All of us have our ups and downs, and there may have been warrants, there may have been former arrests, but none of those things in and of themselves are licensed to be killed. This family simply wants the truth.
Police say Dinkins was shot during a scuffle when he reached for a gun in his waistband and then reached for the officer's weapon. Ben Carson officially suspended his presidential campaign today when he spoke to CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Committee, that was meeting on the edge of Washington.
I'm hopeful that maybe some people, now that I am leaving the campaign trail. Yeah.
But Dr. Carson says he will work to encourage religious voters to go to the polls in coming primaries, caucuses, and the general election in November. This is AP Radio News. Two new studies support evidence that feeding babies peanuts or other allergy-inducing foods is more likely to protect them than to cause problems.
One new study paid for by the National Institutes of Allergy and Infectious Diseases suggests feeding babies peanuts led to allergy protection that lasted at least through age 5 and didn't wane even when kids stopped eating peanut-containing foods for a year. A second study suggests that strategy could also work with eggs. Both follow research last year that changed thinking on how to prevent kids' food allergies. It used to be thought that avoiding nuts and other allergenic foods in infancy was the best way. The studies, both involving British children, are in the New England Journal of Medicine. I'm Carlotta Bradley.
A Seattle jury has convicted a 37-year-old woman of killing 6 members of her family on Christmas Eve in 2007. Michelle Anderson now faces life in prison without the possibility of parole. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.